USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Our policy hasn't changed.
Ahead of the summit between President Trump and Kim Jong-un in Singapore next week, the White House says there's been no change in policy against North Korea. Press Secretary Sarah Sanders.
We have sanctions on. They're very powerful, and we would not take those sanctions off unless North Korea denuclearized.
They plan to meet June 12th to talk about denuclearization. The Supreme Court siding with the Christian baker who wouldn't make a cake for a same-sex couple. Jack Phillips refusing to make that cake. The state coming down on him. But Justice Anthony Kennedy, who wrote the opinion on Monday, said the state had violated his protection of religious freedom in the ruling against Phillips. The Philadelphia Eagles won't be visiting the White House, the president saying it's because the team doesn't all agree that they should stand for the national anthem. They'd said they wanted to send a smaller group to the White House, the president saying no, because the fans that wanted to be there deserve better. The fans are still welcome to attend. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go. Or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
The man who police say murdered six people in Arizona has been found dead in a hotel room in Scottsdale. The assistant police chief, Rich Slavin, describing how the victims were connected.
He had a divorce situation back in 2009 and 10. And during all of that time, he was related to all of the victims in some way.
The killing started on Thursday. Two psychiatrists, two paralegals, and others were killed. Jones shot and killed himself at the hotel Monday morning as the SWAT team moved in. Dozens are dead after a volcano erupts in Guatemala. Over 60 bodies recovered after the eruption. Officials still have to identify most of them. The volcano erupting on Sunday, burying many homes in the area with hot ash and mud, which didn't allow many the chance to escape. And former San Francisco 49ers quarterback Dwight Clark has died after a battle with ALS. He began the battle with Lou Gehrig's disease in September of 2015, didn't disclose it until 2017, and died on Monday. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Christian Saucier, the former Navy soldier that spent a year in federal prison for taking pictures inside a submarine, plans to sue former President Obama and former FBI Director James Comey for selectively prosecuting him. President Trump pardoning Saucier in March said he was appreciative of his service to the nation. Saucier thinks Comey and Obama should be held responsible for the way he was treated, pointing to the way Hillary Clinton was given a free pass for how she mishandled classified information on her email server. A former defense officer facing life in prison after being charged with being a spy for the People's Republic of China. We get details from John Clemens.
58-year-old Ron Rockwell Henson of Syracuse, Utah, was taken into custody while on his way to board a flight to China. He is charged with transmitting defense information to the People's Republic of China's intelligence service. He was hired as a civilian intelligence case officer back in 2006. During that time, he allegedly received over $800,000 from China for the information. I'm John Clemens.
Samantha Bee set to talk more about those comments she made about the president's daughter last week. She'll address it on her show Full Frontal on Wednesday. Bee made the comments while going after the president's immigration policy. And Apple reveals details about iOS 12, its new operating system, at a worldwide developers conference on Monday. Their goal is to help users with their digital health, talking about a series of management tools to better manage the time they're spending with their various devices. This is